now.
I don't know who he is behind that mask of his, but I do know when we need him. And we need him now.
I'll call him, sir.
For some reason, the cool bars in Hollywood have to be hard to find and have no sign.
This is the Cocktail Nation.
Hi, it's Coop Cooper with the Cocktail Nation Radio Show, back for another week. And last week, we didn't get a chance to look at the life of Lauren Bacall. She passed away at the age of 89. I'd literally just put the show together and only had time to give it a quick mention. We're going to dive right into that this week on the show. Also going to take a look at a thing called the Steve McQueen effect on his previous possessions, cars included, and you'll be amazed. Plus, we'll take a look at what's happening on the Neo Lounge music scene across the globe. And a sad story about a Cadillac dealership in Los Angeles as well. It's all coming up on the Cocktail Nation. Right now, Martini Madness.
This is the Cocktail Nation.
Thanks to Ultraswank.net.
Cocktail Nation with Russ Garcia, sophisticated lady. And we're talking about a sophisticated lady tonight, that of Lauren Bacall. She passed away at the age of 89. Many remember the power couple of Bogey and Bacall.
That's even better.
What did you do that for?
Been wondering whether I'd like it.
What's the decision?
I don't know yet.
She was first spotted on a magazine cover and then cast opposite Humphrey Bogart in To Have and Have Not. And given that memorable line.
You know how to whistle, don't you, Steve? You just put your lips together and blow.
A year later, they married despite a 25-year age gap. She was a sultry, hip-swinging, and always a little bit of a dangerous kind of gal.
I like that. I'd like more.
Bogart died of throat cancer in 57. After that, a romance followed with Sinatra, a marriage to Jason Robards, but there was no replacing Bogart.
The men were all mistakes except for Bogart. Every one of them was a mistake.
She once explained the Bacall look to our national treasure here in Australia, Dame Edna.
You have to go a little low with your chin.
A little lower?
Yes, and then your eyes go up.
Oh, you can do it too, can you? Oh, of course, it was your look. Yes, of course.
She talked about getting older as an actress once.
If you're active and interested in life and interested in what you do and function well, your age should sit very well on you.
Here in Australia, a big-time television host by the name of Ray Martin, who hosted 60 Minutes, interviewed her.
She was astonishing. She was probably 63 or 65. You could see why Bogey fell in love with her. She was simply ravishing.
It's hard to believe that it all happened to me. I just think it's somebody else. Because you do have a sense that it's... Christ, how could I have lived through that?
Our look at the life of Lauren Bacall and the Cocteau Nation, a life well led. And she's told her own story in not one but three memoirs, By Myself in 1978, Now in 1994, and in 2005, By Myself and Then Some. And certainly some great reads. Do check it out. Here's Liz Geisen Group, and yes, I know I've had it on the Cocteau Nation.
You think when you told me on the telephone that you weren't gonna see me again? Well, I thought that this was just one of your moods. I couldn't see that this was the end. Yes, I know when I have had it. I'm no fool, but sometimes there's doubts. I will miss you for sure. It's better this way if you don't want my love anymore. Yes, I know when I've had it. I'm closing the door. Well, it's just one of your moods. I couldn't say if this was the end. it. I know when to let it. Well, I'm no fool, but sometimes there's doubts. Well, I'll miss you for sure, but it's better this way. If you don't want my love anymore, I know when I had it, I'm closing the door.
This is Cocktail.
Have saved those leftover dreams. Funny, but here's that rainy day. Here's that rainy day. They told me about, and I laughed at the thought that it might turn out this way. Where is that worn out wish that I threw aside? It brought my love so near. Funny how love becomes a cold, rainy day. Funny that rainy day is here. Funny how love becomes a cold, rainy day. Funny.
It's your face that I see, and the voice in the mirror whispers, come back to me. I may try to escape, but as long as I live, there's the voice in the mirror saying, darling,
so. There's this longing deep inside of me. I just can't let you go. Will I come back to love you? Feel your warming caress. Ask the voice in the mirror, and the answer is you.
The Cocktonation with Coop Cooper, Julie London there. All thanks to ultraswank.net. And on my website, cocktonation.net, you're going to find some fantastic stories. We've got a little news of the world type tab where we put in various retro stories. And one that I was reading about just this week was about a Cadillac dealership in West Hollywood, which was vandalized. Very sad news. His name is Frank Correnti, and he's run a dealership there for many, many years. But for some strange reason, over the last couple of weeks, his Cadillac dealership has been vandalized. They've keyed the hoods and the doors of some cars, slashed tin convertible tops, and damaged a very rare car. Only 400 of the 1957 Eldorado Brougham were made. And he's been asking something like about $100,000 for this particular Cadillac before it was damaged. And no doubt that's going to cause him some major issues. He's had the gates locked and lights turned on, but looks like he's going to hire a security guard to watch over his livelihood at night. I think it's just it's very, very sad that somebody would target such beautiful cars, such rare cars. It seems very strange. It sounds like some sort of strange personal vendetta. But hopefully Frank's going to be back selling those great cars once again very, very soon. Hopefully they find the perpetrator of these heinous crimes. Jackie Gleason now. I'm in the mood for love on the Cocktonation.
Thank you. www.cocktailnation.net.
Lothario, Coop Cooper.
Mildred, he's at it again.
Music for your bachelor pad, the Cocktail Nation.
It's too darn hot. It's too darn hot. I'd like to sup with my baby tonight and play the pup with my baby tonight. I'd like to sup with my baby tonight, play the pup with my baby tonight, but I ain't up to my baby tonight, 'cause it's too darn hot. According to the Kinsey Report, every average man you know much prefers to play his favorite sport when the temperature is low. But when the thermometer goes way up and the weather is sizzling hot, Mr. Adam, for his madam, is not.
'Cause it's too. It's too darn hot. Dooba dooba doo doo. Dooba dooba doo doo.
The Cocktailnation with Robert Goulet and Too Darn Hot. Tonight I thought we might talk about the Steve McQueen effect. And it was something I only just discovered just the other day about Steve McQueen. And that many of his possessions have just seemed to have risen in value to the point of ridiculous almost. Steve McQueen was an avid car lover. My kind of guy. He loved cars that could go fast. Once again, my kind of guy. Loved sports cars. He was an epitome of cool throughout the 1960s. And not a surprise, really, that many of his possessions have really gone for some big-time money. For example, he owned a Ferrari 250 GTO, and this car was absolutely gorgeous. He had a couple of them. I know one of them was written off. Some guy rear-ended him. And then he had another one rebuilt, and I think it was a silver colour, but that wasn't quite to his styling. So he got his designer to repaint the car in a sort of a deep maroon. But he owned many, many cars. Now, here's the funny thing. Something that was owned by Steve McQueen is highly valued. One particular car, which is going to be going for sale over in Monterey this weekend, is set to hit the $10 million mark. And I saw an interesting story, which we've got up on the website, cocktailnation.net, with his mechanic and designer talking about these cars and saying how even Steve McQueen used to say, you know, everybody seems to want to get onto my bandwagon. Whatever Steve got into, they got into. Do check out the Steve McQueen effect story on my website, cocktailnation.net. Fascinating stuff, and probably not a surprise, really, that everybody wants to be cool like Steve McQueen. Let's get back into the music right now. And Winter Marseille and Observation Cart on the Cocktailnation.
Mm-hmm. Hey everyone, this is Mr. Ho, Brian O'Neill from Mr. Ho's Orchestratica, and you're listening to the Cocktail Nation with Coop Cooper. And here's another track from our latest album, Where Here Meets There.
Thank you.
This is the Cocktail Nation.
Cocktail Nation with Michelle Nicole and Days of Wine and Roses. It's all thanks to ultraswank.net. A few people have asked me, Cooper, I've noticed that you've been playing some more mainstream jazz artists of late. What's the go there? Well, you know, it's funny. I get sent an awful lot of music, and a lot of jazz labels have been getting onto the Cocktail Nation and been sending me music, which has just been fantastic. And one thing that I discovered recently is that when you go through some of these brand new jazz albums, it's amazing how much cool lounge you're going to find. And I thought it's well worth playing, because I've always said that the lounge music scene is not necessarily subcultural. It has a degree of that. And there are a lot of fantastic bands that are certainly rooted in subculture through punk, through rockabilly. and other subcultures, but the great thing about lounge music is it kind of transcends all of that. You don't necessarily have to be a lounge Lothario who dresses in retro vintage clothing or drives a classic car. You can just simply love the music, and that's why I wanted to play some of this. The other reason I wanted to play this music too, and people like, just like I played there, Michelle and Nicole, is that the music lives on, and the music lives on in a live form. And it's the only way that music will continue to live on is in a live form and us purchasing some new music as well. So I figure when I find something that just really fits the mold, it's absolutely worth playing. Two reasons, so that you can add it to your collection and also so that you can enjoy a good night out. These days, we've become keyboard jockeys, and I wrote about this a couple of weeks ago, talking about a particular vintage fan in Europe. We've become keyboard jockeys. We don't go anywhere. We don't do anything. We just stay home and download music and go on Facebook, which really, to me, is okay, but it shouldn't be the full experience of life. Getting out there and enjoying, meeting people, socializing, hearing great music, that's what it's all about. And the fortunate thing is, there's lots of great live music out at the various jazz clubs that you can check out. And in a scene that you're going to be pretty comfortable in. I certainly don't want to be hanging out in modern nightclubs. I'd much rather hang out in a cool jazz bar. And there's plenty of them and plenty of great music. So that's what I've been trying to highlight over the last couple of weeks. Now, not every track that you're going to find on a brand new jazz album is necessarily going to be worth playing on the Cocktail Nation. It's certainly not necessarily going to be lounge music. But you'd be surprised what you'll find within those albums. So do check it out. Time for a look at the world of swank now, thanks to pastumalbumclocks.com. Otto's Grotto on a Thursday at Forbidden Island, Alameda. Coming up in October, this is one that you need to check out, Mod Palm Springs. Here's the website, mod-palmsprings.com, October 10th through to October the 13th. Jack Crosley's Lost World, second Tuesday of every month. Do check out Jack's show because it is absolutely fabulous. You can see him over at Otto's Shrunken Head in New York City. In September, a special fanfare for fans of Bewitched being held in Los Angeles. Details, bewitchedfanfare.com if you'd like to learn some more. September 28th, the third annual Tiki Day, an unofficial theme day at Disneyland. September 28th, they're meeting at the front of the castle, the first group photo, and then proceeding to the Jungle Cruise. Jennifer Keith is playing at the Jazz Tracks Festival, Catalina Casino, Catalina Island, October the 17th. Also playing over at the Carpenter Performing Arts Center in Long Beach on October the 22nd. September 6th, Tiki Aki Orchestra playing over at Don the Beachcomber. And I got a note from Sunny Moon and the guys over at Nutty. They are playing Friday, October the 10th, 8 p.m. poolside at The Curve. This is for Mod Palm Springs. Nuttyjazz.com is their website. Last week we spoke to Kenny Sasaki. With Kenny Sasaki of the Tiki Boys. The new album, Bird Island. Do check it out. Great interview too from Kenny Sasaki. And I must say thanks to Kenny too, because it was a bit of a struggle for Kenny. Because Kenny, his native language is not English. He's a Japanese fella. And boy, he did very, very well to give us the information about him, because I know it was a bit of a language barrier for Kenny, so thumbs up to you, Kenny. You did an awesome job conveying that. It wasn't easy. Here he is with Quiet Volcano on the Cocktail Nation.
This is the Cocktail Nation.
Asian lounge leader, Coop Cooper for UltraSwank.net, The Look of Love, Lorinda Almeida. Next week, we're talking to Drew Farmer from The Stolen Idols about their latest release. Going to leave you with Jimmy Vargas now and Zoetica Blues on the Cocktail Nation. Stay hip.
Your swings with a lonely crowd, winged digs it with a lonely crowd, rings it with a lonesome cloud, out, 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 out. Her slit chants on my tease for pleasure. You think her heart strung on simply fishnets and feathers, zoetic blues. Just a ghost as the floor shows past, Zoetica Blues, Zoetica. She torched the tarots, scorched the wrong fellers, never scored her Sinatra, just worn out junk and jazz caress. Zoetica Blues, just a ghost as the floor shows past, Zoetica Blues, Zoetica. Just swings with a lonely crowd, rings it with a lonely crowd, winged dings it with a lonesome cloud, zee-ba-da-da. Sweethearts and fellaheens are crooked on opiate schemes, varying your screens. A zoetic car. Thank you. lonely crowd. Ring it, dings it with a lonesome cry. Wings it on a lonesome cry. Burst chant my tease for pleasure. You think her heart's strung on silk, fishnets and feathers. So what are you blues? Just a ghost as a war shows past. So what are you blues? So what a curve. Swings with a lonely crowd, wings it with a lonely. Zoetica blues. Zoetica.